This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. A new state law that took effect in September requires additional testing for congenital syphilis. The change follows a sharp increase in reports in Texas of infections passed from mother to child from 164 in 2017 to 367 in 2018. In this edition of Vital Signs, Dr. Joseph Chang, Senior Vice President and Associate Chief Medical Officer of Parkland Hospital System, talked with me about the dangers of congenital syphilis and the state's efforts to reduce infections.
I think a lot of people tend to think of STDs today as something, you know, easy to treat,
exactly.
Easy to cure.
Right.
But just how dangerous is congenital syphilis for a baby?
It's life and death, quite literally. A stillborn rate is actually fairly high for untreated mothers.
When would evidence of congenital syphilis appear?
Things like deformities or blindness, severe heart problems, then you can see that as evidence right away. But issues with brain development, you won't know until there's slow cognitive development for the baby. So those are things that sometimes can take months, years to show up.
In these cases, though, was the mother not aware that she had syphilis?
For the most part, I mean, these are undiagnosed cases ahead of time. Because once you, as a doctor, know that a pregnant person has syphilis, the treatment must be immediate.
But it makes you wonder, then, wouldn't you have evidence of syphilis maybe at the time of conception or during the pregnancy?
Right. So syphilis is a very interesting disease. When an initial infection occurs, you get a little sore on the genital area, but that goes away on its own. And then the syphilis can be what we call latent. So it enters a period where it just sits in your body and you have no idea. There are no symptoms whatsoever. That's why the testing is so important prenatally. Because it's not an obvious thing where you can just see. Someone doesn't have signs necessarily at the time of pregnancy.
What's behind the surge in congenital syphilis?
Yeah, so there are a couple things. Some of it is just the extra testing. A lot of times if you look more extensively, then you find more things. So that's one thing. But we've also find, certainly here in Dallas County, that as our demographic changes to a more economically depressed sort of social determinants of health area, you're going to see this more commonly. Because again, syphilis is a sexually transmitted disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the more unprotected sex people have, then the more prevalent this issue is going to be. Some of that is education. As education in schools for this particular thing drops off, you're going to see that folks are going to have more risky behavior because they're not worried about it anymore. And obviously, high-risk behaviors like drug use and things like that will lead to situations where this disease gets spread.
So now the new law calls for expanded testing for congenital syphilis.
The law in the past has been that you need to test for syphilis one time in pregnancy when they come in for prenatal care. What a lot of high-risk areas, for instance, Dallas County, what we've done at Parkland Hospital is we've always done multiple times of testing right at whenever they come in for prenatal care, whether that's the beginning of pregnancy or middle of pregnancy, around 28 to 32 weeks, which is sort of middle of pregnancy to sort of middle of the third trimester of pregnancy, and then after delivery. So we've always done those.
Mm-hmm.
It's just now that the CDC has seen that we're seeing sort of the statistical rise that they've said, you know what, everybody needs to do it.
The state health department has community-based teams reviewing cases of congenital syphilis. That's in Houston and San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Plan is to expand testing to Dallas and the Rio Grande Valley. What exactly will they contribute to try to lessen this problem or get a hold on it?
It's an interesting question, right? The review teams aren't going to go out and tell everyone about it. They're just going to be reviewing data. But I think once this data becomes available, it's truly the education and awareness of this problem where individuals see, you know what, this is something that can affect me, and then they come to take it more seriously. And because this is really a communicable disease, we really need the general public to sort of understand that this is an issue and how do we sort of protect all of us from catching these things.
So if you had your druthers, what would be a preferred next step?
Prevention, education is where it has to be. And the reason I say that is this. Once a mom has syphilis and is untreated, the baby can get the infection from a very early stage, meaning the first few months of pregnancy, the baby will catch it from mom. So it almost does no good if you catch it later on. It's too late. So the way to prevent the issues from occurring, especially in newborns, certainly in newborns,
mm-hmm.
is to prevent the moms from getting the issue to begin with. And so really it's about education. Resources need to be put into education of our children, young, middle school, certainly by high school. We need to have a concerted effort of educating our kids about, hey, sexually transmitted diseases aren't just something of the past. This is something that is of the present and will be in the future if we don't get a hold of it.
Dr. Chang, thank you for being with me.
All right. Thank you.